USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Another mass shooting, this time in Columbia, South Carolina. It happened Saturday afternoon inside of the Columbiana Center. Columbia Police Chief Skip Holbrook says three people are in custody.
This is still early. We don't believe this was random. I think that's very important in situations like this. We believe that the individuals that were armed knew each other. And there was some type of conflict that occurred that resulted in gunfire.
10 people were hit by gunfire. 2 others were injured as people tried to escape. There were no fatalities reported. The $50,000 reward leading to the suspect in Tuesday's shooting at a Brooklyn, New York subway station will be split among 5 people. The information led to the arrest of the suspect, Frank R. James. The 62-year-old is being held without bail in a federal detention center. No one was killed in that attack, but 10 people were shot and 19 others were injured. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my 5th successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and other senior British politicians are banned from entering Russia. Officially, it's in response to what it called the UK's unprecedented hostile actions over the war in Ukraine. Russian leaders have placed similar bans on American, Canadian, and European leaders. Some employees at Verizon stores in Washington State have decided to unionize Friday. The stores in Everett and Linwood, north of Seattle, are the first unionized Verizon stores outside of New York City. The Everett Daily Herald reports employees and supporters watched the vote count on Zoom. The paper did not get a comment from Verizon in regards to the vote. 57-year-old Richard Bernard Moore, convicted of the 1999 killing of a convenience store clerk in Spartanburg, South Carolina, has opted for a firing squad when he is put to death later this month. Moore is the first prisoner in the state to face the choice of execution methods after a new law went into effect last year, making electrocution the default option after it was not able to secure drugs for lethal injection. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Kremlin put the White House on formal notice that it could face unpredictable consequences if it continues shipping weapons to Ukraine. USA Radio's Dan Araki reports that one analyst says the threat should be taken seriously.
This week, President Biden approved another $800 million worth of arms for the Ukrainian military. Former director of Russia analysis for the CIA, George Beebe, believes officials should take the Russian threats seriously. He tells CBS News that the Russians may be backed up against a wall if they don't succeed in eastern Ukraine.
The Russians have a good track record of following through on their warnings. And if the next phase of this military campaign, where the Russians are focusing on eastern Ukraine, proves to be as unsuccessful as the first phase of this war, I think they're going to be under a lot of pressure militarily. And those weapon supplies from the United States and NATO to Ukraine will prove to be very tempting targets. So I think we need to take this warning seriously.
Dan Naraki reporting. Police in Northwest Georgia say a man killed his grandmother by stuffing her in a freezer alive. Floyd County police discovered the body of 82-year-old Doris Cummings late Thursday in the home that she shared with her grandson, 29-year-old Robert Tincture III. Authorities believe the murder actually happened late in 2021. You can listen to news anytime at our website. The web address is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.